Well, as the son of Polish-Jewish refugee parents, award-winning Australian author Arnold Zabel knows the migrant experience well. He was born in New Zealand but moved to Australia with his family when he was 10. He's known as a storyteller through his novels and short stories. His groundbreaking memoir, Jewels and Ashes, looked at the experiences of refugees and asylum seekers through the eyes of a second-generation writer. Arnold Zabel is also an educator and human rights advocate, particularly in the area of migrant education. For our off-the-shelf segment of Favourite Reads, here are Arnold's favourites.
Well, my five top reads, well, this list can change and could change day to day, but the five I've chosen for today are firstly Isaac Bashevis Singer's collected stories, and as a child I was inducted into Yiddish literature by my father. He was a Yiddish poet, and so at the age of about 10 I became a Yiddish bookworm. So here I was reading literature in another language. And I've chosen Singer partly because he's so well known to many listeners. Isaac Bashevis Singer created the lost world of my parents and my ancestors, and it was a world that I came to recognise and see with my own eyes when I took the journey which led to my first book, Jewels and Ashes. And the great surprise was that when I arrived in Eastern Poland, it was recognisable through what I'd read. The second book I've chosen is John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. I read this novel when I was in my late teens, and I was overwhelmed. It showed me what great literature can do. It's set in the Depression years, and it exposes the injustices of the time, the impact of drought and exploitative land use. But more than that, Steinbeck was a great humanist. And it shines through in the way he depicts his characters and the Jode family. And so the power derives from this. The power derives from the fact that you come to love and empathise with and go on the journey with these characters. And it deepens the sense of moral outrage that you take away with you from that book. And I think it's influenced me in many ways. Not only in terms of being a writer, but in the way in which I look at injustice and at the way in which I think a writer should strive to bring out the humanity in their characters. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude. I was living in New York in the early 70s when this book came out, or when I came upon it, and I read the first line, something like, many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Biondia remembered that distant time in the past when his father took him to discover ice. Something like that. And I thought, this writer can move decades in one sentence, backwards and forwards. And I think 100 Years of Solitude is a novel in which we see a master of time and space at work. When I came to write Jewels and Ashes, my first book, it taught me a lot because I was on a journey. That book is based on the journey I took in 1986, but I had to learn how to move seamlessly, or as seamlessly as possible, into the past, so that if I'm walking the streets of Moscow or the eastern Polish city of Bialystok, Marquez taught me how to move back into a story I may have heard about this place from my father or from my mother, and had just sheer pleasure in reading. Vasily Grossman, Life and Fate. This is a book I've come to fairly recently. It is, I think, arguably one of the greatest works of the 20th century. I mean, here is, I think, a 800-page-plus account of those seminal events, the siege of Stalingrad, the Holocaust. But what it is this extraordinary Tolstoyan kind of vision of society from top to bottom and in all its length and breadth. I mean, there are over 100 characters in that book, and what you see is a fierce intelligence at work, a person who, on the one hand, was an eyewitness to these events. He was a frontline journalist, Grossman, but someone who also lived through the experiences which he transferred to many of his characters, and a person who exposed the evil of the Stalinist regime as well as the Nazi regime. And apart from that, just his powers of observation, his attention to detail, his battle scenes alone, I think, are among the best ever written. And they're real. Apparently the soldiers would read him because they felt that he understood what they were going through. Now my fifth choice is a very recent book, Kim Scott, That Dead Man Dance. I haven't read a book that probes black-white relationships at the time of first contact, in this case down in Albany in southwestern Australia, where Kim Scott's Noongar people come from, with such subtlety and such grace and such lyricism, whilst at the same time, ultimately, we see the devastation of that contact period. But Kim is very, very, he's at pains to point out that this is also a book which has a playful quality about it. And it's a book about what might have been and what he thinks still can be if we truly embrace each other's cultures, if we were only able to see the depth of Aboriginal culture, the beauty of the language. But the leading character, Bobby Walangini, I think, or Walangin, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, is one of the great characters in Australian literature. I think quickly he's going to assume that status. We see him as a young Aboriginal boy, and we see him as an old man. We see his great powers of mimicry, his humour, his playfulness, his incredible adaptability, and his joie de vivre.
Author, storyteller and activist Arnold Zabel with his five favourite books. And his latest book is a collection of short stories. It's called Violin Lessons, and it's published by Text.